Unicro. The Harlem Renaissance and the Black Cultural Revolution, 1919 to 1935, written by David Marcus Wheeler, narrated by Ian Jansen. Thank you for listening. The book begins now. Rolla Jogri. Up from the south, they came by the hundreds of thousands traveling the roads and rails that led north, carrying everything they owned in cardboard boxes and borrowed suitcases. They came from Alabama and Georgia and Mississippi and the Carolinas, from the Delta and the Black Belt, from communities where Jim Crow was not merely a legal system, but a daily negotiation with violence and terror. They came because the boll weevil had eaten their cotton, and the floods had taken their farms, and the white men had taken their dignity and sometimes their lives. They came because the North was different, or so they had been told. Some came to Chicago, to the South Side neighborhoods where Polish and Italian immigrants had lived before them. Some came to Detroit to work in Henry Ford's factories. Some came to Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and Cleveland. But the ones who changed the world came to Harlem. In the years between the end of World War I and the beginning of the Great Depression, Harlem became the capital of Black America. Not merely a neighborhood in Upper Manhattan, but a state of mind, a cultural possibility, a proof of what Black people could create when given space and time and a degree of freedom. The Harlem Renaissance was not a movement that anyone planned. It was an explosion of creativity by people who had something to say and had found a place to say it. They said it in poetry and novels, in jazz and blues, in paintings and sculpture, in political manifestos and magazine essays. They said that Black life was worth celebrating, that Black culture had value, that Black people were fully human and capable of anything the human imagination could achieve. These declarations seem obvious now. In 1920, they were radical. This is the story of what happened when a great migration met a great moment, and an entire people discovered what they could become. The World That Made Harlem, 1900 to 1919. Chapter 1. The Great Migration. Southern Black America Moves North. The Great Migration was one of the largest voluntary internal population movements in American history. Between 1910 and 1970, with the most intensive movement occurring between 1910 and 1940, approximately 6 million Black Americans left the South for northern and western cities. They transformed urban America, created the demographic foundation for the civil rights movement, and produced the cultural explosion known as the Harlem Renaissance. To understand Harlem and what it produced, one must first understand what drove people there. The push factors that drove Black Southerners out of the South were multiple and interconnected. The most fundamental was the system of racial terror and legal subordination that white Southerners had built since Reconstruction, the web of Jim Crow laws, disenfranchisement, debt peonage, and lynching that confined Black Southerners to a racial caste system as rigid as anything in the antebellum era. Black people could not vote, could not serve on juries, could not attend white schools or hospitals, could not use the same public accommodations as white people, and lived with a constant threat of racial violence that the law provided no protection against. The economic foundations of Southern Black life were as precarious as its political foundations. Most Black Southerners in 1910 were tenant farmers or sharecroppers, working land owned by white landowners under arrangements that trapped them in cycles of debt that were structurally similar to the slavery they had replaced. The tenant paid rent in labor or crop shares. The landlord kept the accounts. The accounts were rarely in the tenant's favor at year's end. Attempts to leave tenant arrangements before debts were paid were met with legal action or violence. The system was designed to maintain a captive labor force, and it succeeded. The boll weevil, which crossed from Mexico into Texas in 1894 and spread eastward through the southern cotton fields over the following decades, added an agricultural catastrophe to the economic and political pressures. The weevil destroyed cotton crops systematically, eliminating the primary cash crop for millions of Black tenant farmers and sharecroppers. The combination of weevil damage and falling cotton prices in the early 20th century created agricultural crisis that made the economic calculus of migration increasingly compelling. Natural disasters compounded the agricultural crisis. The Mississippi River floods of 1912, 1913, and especially 1927 displaced hundreds of thousands of Black Southerners from the Delta region. The 1927 flood was particularly catastrophic. The river broke through levees along a 700-mile stretch, flooding an area the size of New England, and the management of the flood relief, which used Black labor for levee construction and